Q94, Chore Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee, and it's week one of high school football. And again, a big thank you to Joel Wyatt, who joined us in the 7 o'clock hour. And here in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to sit and chat with Liberty Eagles head coach Jansen Ackland. How are we doing?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. It's week one. Here we are, Friday night football. And the weather's not, we ain't going to worry about the weather because we can't control that. Is that a coach, that's a coach thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. You just got to adapt and overcome to whatever the weather gives you that night.
Yeah, you still got to play the game now. Of course, if there is lightning, games will be suspended and all that. So hopefully we don't have to deal with any of that. But let's, the Jamboree, Coach, what'd you see that you liked, and what did you see that you thought, we need to work on that?
We started off pretty well on defense. We had one big play on us on a sweep, and we, obviously worked on that this week, so it was good to see that Jamboree and see their edge need to get a little bit better there. And then offensively, started off a little slow. We should have had a couple balls caught, but that's how it goes. Hopefully we got the jitters out there, because we finished out the Jamboree really strong. So I was proud of how the guys finished there.
Yeah, and it's something, we've not been part of a Jamboree in a while, and so it was kind of new, first time for some of these young players, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and we had a lot of questions because like you said, we haven't been a part of it for 5 years now, so even the older guys, they really didn't know how Jamboree worked. So it's kind of cool to get that experience for everybody.
Well, here we are, week one, and it's nice to be home. And the Stratford Indians out of the Mid-Lakes Conference, they will be the week one opponent. Now, they were also in the Jamboree, but I don't think you faced them. As far as the game tape goes, what are you seeing out of them? What do you think that they are going to try and do?
Well, they're a very senior-loaded team. They have 17 seniors this year, and a lot of them are guys that, we played against since they were sophomores. So we're pretty familiar with their quarterback, Jordan Edelstein. He actually ended up starting the second half of his freshman season. So we saw him that year. We played them in the playoffs, and then we saw him twice in the playoffs the year that we won the district title. Mm-hmm. Well, we saw him week one, and then obviously to go to the district title. So, and then last year. So it's a guy that we're pretty familiar with. He has a great arm. He's an athletic kid. He throws well on the run. They also have their returning leading receiver last year, number four, Bradley Mullins. He's a good little athlete.
Yes.
He makes a lot of contested catches. So definitely going to have to pay attention to him. Their entire line is all seniors. Two of them came back this year. They didn't play last year. But there's some big old boys that you'll see out there. So pretty much everybody they have out there is going to be a senior with experience. So, we've been taking that very serious and preaching it to the guys. So it's something that you don't see very often in small school ball, but we're seeing it week one, so that's good for us, good test for us.
Yeah, and they're probably, Stratford, the Indians are probably feeling pretty good about themselves after last year, too. It's usually, Liberty with the bullseye on the back, but, when it comes between the two teams, but this year it's a little reversed, and they've got the bullseye on them.
Yeah, for sure, and I think that's something our guys really remember from last year because, week one, we really didn't feel like that was us. We had a lot of things happen that, didn't go our way, and had some injuries. We had some JV guys get thrown in there. At one point, we had, Jasper Melby, a freshman. We had him in there at free safety, which is like the, leader of our D-backs. And,
right.
It was just a crazy experience for everybody of adversity, but all in all, I think we really learned from that experience, coaching staff as well, and hopefully we take that experience into this year with all those young guys seeing that week one last year.
Air-conditioned bus.
would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we got to work on that, you know. But yeah, I mean, it was crazy, crazy hot last year.
Yeah.
You know, and you're on the road, and, you know, again, Liberty has been, you know, just a rock-solid program. And, I mean, it's kind of an honor to have that bullseye. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it can be a burden because you got to give, you're going to get their best every night. Whoever you're playing every Friday night, you're going to get their best. But, you know, so now that everything has come to fruition, here it is, it's week one. You know, you've got all the hard work really is behind now. Now it's all about preparation and you know, the motivation part, you know, I think if you can't get fired up for your first game, then you probably shouldn't be playing football.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, like you said, it's kind of just us honing in on what we've been working on for the last, you know, really 6 or 7 months, including the off season. And we know they have a lot of talent over there. You know, their running back is a guy I didn't mention earlier that got a lot of carries last year behind Morton.
Yeah,
he's a fast kid, had a great track season. We know a lot about him. And they always have those long, lanky tight ends, basketball players that are good athletes. You got to keep them in check, too. So, you know, it's just a matter of us doing what we do and doing it at a high level, because at the end of the day, you know, we can only do our job and take care of ourselves. So that's really what we've tried to focus on this week.
Yeah. You know, Lane Kiffin, right? I mean, you're familiar with who Lane Kiffin is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He was interviewed this week. And, you know, there was talking about, you know, his week one opponent. And he said, well, he said, we got plan A, and we've really put a lot of time and attention in plan A, but we also got B, C, D, and E, F, G, you know, just in case. And I mean, is it, does that resonate for even high school? I mean, you know, you've got your game plan. Here it is. This is what we're going to do. But you know what? That's why we play the games. Things can change, and having contingency plans. How important and how hard is that with the high school level?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I mean, that's why we, you know, we put so much time and effort into it, because, you know, for one, we love the game, and for two, we're kind of trying to create a culture and an identity as early as we can. So going into week one, you can't really say what your identity is going to be, but you just want to do what you do well and what you think the kids are comfortable with. And then, you know, we have a lot of stuff that might not be in the script right now, but we have it in our playbook. So if we have to go to that, you know, that's part of it. That's part of learning who your team is, and you're creating your identity from week one to week nine. That way, by the time districts come around, you're playing your best football. So yeah, there's always more plans if plan A doesn't work. So I think to answer your question, we definitely have that ready, but you know, we'd like to do what we think is going to work, and then go from there.
Yeah, and you know, I know last year after week one game, you were sick to your stomach, you were probably pissed off, and you know, it was just not a very good night at the Ackland household. But but now looking back, to, you know, you always got to find positives. There's always positives out there. And the positive thing that I, you know, witnessed was the youth movement and you know, young players, you know, getting experience. It may not have been their time, you know, to be starters throughout the season, but they got out there, they got a taste of it. So that, you know, and you're seeing it firsthand, better help them prepare for this year.
Yeah, for sure. And that was kind of the story throughout the first half of our season. I feel like we had a lot of guys get hurt, you know, some of our main guys. And we brought in a lot of guys that ended up having a really good JV season. They were playing week one, week two, you know, week three even. So I think taking that into this year, those guys that are now sophomores and juniors, they're going to have to fill a big role. And they've had that experience. They might not have, you know, played throughout the entire varsity season, but they've had a little taste of it to adjust to that speed and just learn from it. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see how those guys do tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Of course, home game, and, you know, there's volunteers that help, that step up, donate money for food to feed the football team, you know, started that started, oh, my goodness, you know, well, when Ethan was a freshman, you know, we kind of got that going, feeding the kids and everybody taking their turns. And it's been nice to see that, you know, when you know, Paris and Ethan and the others, you know, Tiny, all these guys graduated, Luke Yarber, that other parents have continued to keep that role, you know, keep that rolling. And it's just awesome that, you know, that continues to grow. I know the kids appreciate it. I know you coach. Your coaches really appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't say it enough that none of it would be possible without everybody, you know, pitching in and just helping out because, you know, like you said, us coaches, we have a lot going on, so sometimes we might forget to prepare something like that. And whenever you have parents that have already taken care of it, it's pretty awesome to know we don't have to worry about any of that stuff because the parents already had it taken care of, or even the community. You know, we appreciate all those people endlessly for what they do for the program and these kids.
Well, and something else, you know, we lost a Liberty alum. Fantastic individual, a father, a friend, a part of the chain gang. You know, Justin Smith, Justin Cooley passed away, and there's going to be some honoring for him, moment of silence, I know, that's going to be taking place prior to the football game. But also, there's a really cool scholarship that has been started up. And we'll be hearing more about that during halftime, but it's great to see a community come together, a team, because you know the coaches and the players are the Liberty Eagles, but that team expands to the whole school district, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. And somebody, you know, that was just a great person to everybody. He meant a lot to the community. He was always willing to help out with anything, and you know, he was a great dad, great friend, like you said, and a huge Liberty Eagle supporter of all sports. So, you know, he definitely deserves that honor.
Yeah, right on. And of course, you know, tailgating tonight, folks. You need to show up early, get a good seat. We're wanting a packed house. It's really important that all you fanatic Eagle fans show up and fill the stands and rock your Liberty Eagles to victory. Coach Acklin, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.